This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
What's on your mind, friends? This just in, breaking news. Todd, I don't even think, knows about this, which is unheard of because he's Todd the radio god, the newsmaster. The breaking news alert is...
Uh-oh.
It's winter. Just wanted you to know.
No, it's not. For another 3 weeks.
No, it's winter. I mean, look out the window. Look at the last few days.
Look at the calendar.
It's officially winter. I have it from very
look
good...
Look at the calendar. It's not winter.
Burl Ives and the Frosty the Snowman thing. He told me it was winter, so I'm going with Burl. I'm going with Burl for sure. How are you, friends? Welcome to the program we call What's on Your Mind. I am Scott Hannon. I hope you've dug out and stayed safe. And it's just winter. There's a few slick driving conditions around. Remember, no crews. That's the big thing. Don't want to see you in the ditch. Or worse yet, to roll over or something of that nature. So please, 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 please.
So you're going with Burl?
I love Burl. I mean, the voice is just the best ever, you know? I would put that right up there in my top five Christmas classics right here. Yeah.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
It is, exactly.
I don't know.
Burl, there'll be snow.
Yeah. He obviously
pretty safe at this point.
Must be from Idaho or something where they
or kinda, Arizona.
Yeah. Their snow is on. Oh, look at that snow on the top of the mountain there. Yeah, it's nice. We know snow. We know snow, ladies
exactly.
and gentlemen. Exactly right. But think all the great things you can do outdoors and all the fun you can have. Using this weather, it builds character. I think it's fabulous. By the way, speaking of Christmas songs, can you round up that Donald Trump Christmas song where Donald Trump actually makes an appearance in a Christmas song? You remember which one I'm talking about? We played part of it one day, and then we had to, the show was ending. We said we'd play more later, and we just haven't. Now I'm getting calls saying I want that Christmas song. So, not calls, but texts. So, I don't want to disappoint them. Todd, you know what I'm saying? So if we can find that, we'll play that as well for you. It's rather long, as I recall. But, we'll go with it as long as it's good. On the radio program today, Rich Wardner is going to be here. Rich is the Senate Majority Leader, talking about the upcoming legislative session. A lot of budget things happening right now. The budget address from the governor will come very soon. He actually lays out his budget for the legislature. We'll ask Rich a little bit about what he expects there. We're going to check in with Jim the Flagpole Guy. He regularly checks in on his adventures installing flagpoles all across the Northern Plains. American made. Stamped with that made in the USA brand. Flagpoles. All the accessories, the flags, everything. American made. So Jim the Flagpole Guy will be here to give us an update on how things are going a little later on in the program. Also, Troy Coons, the Northwest Landowners Association has their annual meeting coming up. Troy is active in that. It's a volunteer position. A lot of folks just made some headway with forging relationships in the legislature and getting things looked at from the landowner's perspective. So he also is the owner of CNC Farms at CNC Seeds, a registered and certified seed dealer. So we're going to chat with him today on the program. Monday, Linda McMahon of the SBA will be here. You know who Linda McMahon is, don't you, Todd?
Yes.
WWE.
McMahon history in the WWE, yeah.
Yeah, WWE. Was there also something before WWE they were part of? I can't even remember. I can't keep it straight.
Well, WWF, before they had to change their name. But
as I told Kevin earlier, my professional wrestling days go back to, what was his name?
Mad Dog Deshaun and stuff.
Yeah, Gene Okerlund, Andre the Giant, Jesse the Body Ventura, who goes on to be governor, of course. Remember that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, you know, Mean Gene was in a band. I don't have it handy, but I played the song, and you had to name who, what WWE legend it was. It was Gene Okerlund and his band. He was insisted in South Dakota, and he had, I forget the name of the band, but back in the early 60s. So he was a rocker, and then, of course, he spent some time on the radio in Minneapolis in the 60s. KDWB.
I remember going, this would probably be in the, mid-80s, okay? And they'd play at high schools and stuff and, set everything up. And I laughed hysterically. I mean, to me, it was it's like, a cartoon when you see somebody get body slammed and you know it's not real, but you go, ooh, it was pure entertainment, but I've lost that now. I'm not there anymore. Sorry.
So you become one of them. See, I've got the WWE app and we watch all the pay-per-views. You got to think, my wife Carrie for that though, because I actually kind of had quit watching it just because I got so busy with life, and she got into it, and I'm like, okay. And so now we're both.
Well, you may remember Linda McMahon was a candidate for Senate in Connecticut. She lost. It was a pretty close race, ran a competitive race, but she lost. Donald Trump appoints her as the head of the SBA. And again, you can like wrestling, not like wrestling. That's an enterprise. That's a money making machine. That's a business, right? And it started as a small business, so. I kind of like it when he has somebody right there in there doing that. And so that's tomorrow. And then also Chad Willow of the Magical Medora Christmas Tour. He's actually the musical director. He's really kind of the genius behind a lot of what happens at Medora, so it should be fun. One other programming note I wanted to give you is to let you know that if you love music, you love patriotism, you're going to love the Red River Valley Veterans Band. That's right, because what they do is they honor vets. They go places to honor vets, and they go a lot of places, not just in the Red River Valley, but pretty much everywhere. They're performing tonight, 7 p.m., 7 p.m. at the Plains Art Museum in Fargo. It's free and open to the public. Goss Zippel, spreading patriotism through music is their mission. There's a number of veterans in the band, including a former brigadier general. I think they'll have 50 plus. So that's pretty neat. It's really neat what they're doing. And if you'd like them to come to you, they love doing that. If you put together a way to honor the vets, they're big on that too. So anyway, we got that in too. Some texters already here, and didn't even wait for me to tell you how to text us. Todd can be texted at 701-226-8503. I can receive your text if you dial in 367-2054. That's a 701 number as well, 701-367-2054. Love your text because they most often come with some great wisdom, some great viewpoints, a great way of thinking, demonstrating why I love this part of the world. It's the people. It's the way they live. It's the way they think. It's an oasis of sorts from a very crazy world at this point in time. So send those. We love them. And, of course, call us at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Texter says, we are again a nation under God. We have a president who still says Merry Christmas unapologetically. Pray for this to continue. And may our nation's collective heart return to God. Merry Christmas, Scott. God bless. Well, how about that? Yeah, there are things to be thankful for. There's no question about it. It's sometimes, not sometimes, often, easy to forget all those great things around you. In other words, if my pen doesn't work right now, I can be really ticked about my pen not working. Or I can look up and say, there's a great coworker. There's a really nice person over there. Look what they've done for me. How great is it to have three healthy kids, a wife, a roof over my house? You know what I mean? You pull yourself out of that a little bit. So that's what texts like that tend to have me do. And I appreciate it. So thank you. There also is some commentary here related to the Farm Bill. I don't know if you've heard this, but this is close to breaking news, I guess, that they are right now getting close to a done deal. They've been there for a while. It is the lame duck session, so you don't exactly know. I know there are a number of our listeners who are watching this, are concerned about it, want the certainty of it. And I did pick up a little bit of a tip that, you know, the Democrats are fine passing the exact same bill and taking credit for it if the Republicans don't now. So, you know how that goes in politics. Hopefully that's a little motivation. The Republicans are mainly holding out because they don't like the idea that the Democrats have secured, in my mind, some unnecessary loosening of the work requirements, basically lowering the age limit, for instance. Now, mind you, if you are not able to work, if you are in any way, you know, disabled, there are exemptions for you, and you would still get assistance. They're already in there. But the Democrats wanted to bring down the age requirement without any age requirement. In other words, without any restrictions. Just say, no, let's just lower the age requirement. So anyway, we're probably going to have to give on that. More on that in a moment.
Very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, it's Matt, the pizza guy for Pizza Corner Pizza. There's a ton of excitement surrounding the fresh new look of Pizza Corner Pizza. A great new package and still loaded with quality toppings, tangy tomato sauce on an Italian-style bakery crust. No wonder Pizza Corner Pizzas are the pride of North Dakota. And we want to give you, our loyal customers, a chance to celebrate with us by winning a great prize. Register online at pizzacornerpizza.com for your chance to win an ice fishing trip courtesy of Outdoor Bound TV. Pizza Corner Pizza, fresh new look, same great taste.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
On What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains with Todd the Radio God Mitchell. I am Scott Hennon. Before we do anything else, I do want to keep my promise, Todd. And it's the most wonderful, what is it? What is the name of this song again?
It's the most wonderful time in 8 years.
Okay, that's we've extended the name of the song from It's the Most Wonderful, yeah, in 8 years. And it's been a little bit of a change politically, so listen, see if you can pick up the theme.
me, Donald. Get us back. Get us back. I don't care what happens to Hillary. Get America back to honoring family again. Help us, Donald, please. Please. Make America great again. Make America great again. Make America great again. Please, God, help Donald Trump make America great again.
It's the most wonderful time in 8 years. Yet some kids are protesting while Trump fans investing their time with good cheer. Sing, it's the most wonderful time in 8 years. It's the happiest voting season of all. With each staff member, Trump picks Democrats up to their old tricks, just trashing them all. But it's the happiest election season of all. There'll be one party hosting, all three branches toasting, but how low now will the press go? They'll spin misguided stories, trying to steal Trump's glory from a playbook written long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time in 8 years. There'll be much more enjoyment, a lot less unemployment, 'cause Trump will be near. It's the most wonderful time in 8 years. Hillary's party's not hosting, they're no longer toasting.
Beyonce turned in, top killers, racist, and the Muslim Brotherhood.
They ignored true stories of Hillary who wasn't sorry for her crimes now and long ago. Now it's the most wonderful time in 8 years. We'll deport all the criminals, taxes will be minimal, bad trade deals disappear. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time in 8 years.
How about that? Yeah, that's a beauty, isn't it? I think they changed the words just a little bit, didn't they? I didn't keep track of every word. I like Jimmy Stewart at the beginning. Help us, Donald. Help us, Donald. Yes, very nice. 800-228-0550 brought to you in part today on What's On Your Mind by our friends at McKinsey Minerals. That's right. But I'll tell you what, the folks at Watford City's McKinsey Minerals had put together the McKinsey, I keep saying McKinsey and I'm meaning to say the Mineral Tracker app. This Mineral Tracker app is a new tool, but it is made by Watford City, North Dakota, born and bred folks. That's right. Pretty amazing what it does. In fact, I hear a lot from mineral owners that say it is really tough to manage their own minerals and know whether or not they're being paid properly. So this is a solution to that problem and that concern, MineralTracker.com. And again, designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, North Dakota. One-of-a-kind technology revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. You get a free month to check it all out for yourself and say, hey, do I like this? Do I not? And that's as simple as MineralTracker.com. MineralTracker.com. They'll tell you all about that. Or you can call 833-842-2924, 833-842-2924. Telephone number is 258-0550. I have some answers to questions I posed regarding the work requirements in the new farm bill, which supposedly is close to getting passed. But Todd is posting pictures of steaks. Are you trying to
read the story?
Me?
Read the story.
You trying to tease me with this?
Is taxing red meat the answer to better health?
Oh, my God.
Listeners reacting that they can't say on the air what they'd like to say about putting a sin tax on red meat.
So
why is somebody even going there, and how is that going to help farmers and ranchers in North Dakota? Come on, people.
So I'm thinking, what, cigarettes, pop, booze, those have all been sin tax targets, right?
Yeah. Well, I know our cigarette tax is low because my father, when he was a little healthier and could drive, still smoked a lot. He and my uncle wanted to make sure to stock up on North Dakota cigarettes before they went back to Minnesota, so that was always a reason for a trip over here.
I love how these research studies pop up, you know, and tell you how, you know, if you did this, it'd be better. There's a new study that is suggesting slapping taxes on meat would be, you know, again, this, the idea is, so, okay, if it costs a little more, then you wouldn't eat it, and then you're eating healthier, you're forcing it, rather than saying, by the way, people have been eating red meat for a long time, we're living longer than ever. Just stifle Edith. Stifle Edith. So, who was it that did the local story on this? Was it KX?
It was KX.
So KX goes and asks a Sanford cardiologist what he thinks about this. Because the genesis of the research is if you pay a little extra for your beef, you might be less likely to buy it, and then that could prevent 222,000 deaths a year.
Where are they getting that figure?
I'd love to know. But, you know, this, if you look it up, it's probably the Tofu Society that funded this research. That's what I mean. It's just a bunch of ridiculous.
So, I mean, are you suddenly eating nothing but chicken and fish just because there's suddenly a new tax on red meat? No, you're eating the red meat, maybe complaining a little bit, but you're still eating it.
Yeah, no, it's beef. I'm always going to eat it. No,
exactly.
No study is going to tell me otherwise. So this cardiologist at Sanford says red meat, particularly processed red meat, has been linked to cancer, diabetes, and stroke. I think red meat is the most controversial topic. So this is the Sanford guy saying this. The Public Library of Science says taxing red meat in particular could reduce global health costs by $41 billion every year. What are they, like, what planet are they from? And I just detest sin taxes. I think they're crazy. Makes no sense whatsoever. None. Zippo. Nada. Oh, my gosh. All right. We have more coming up. Rich Wardner previewing the upcoming legislative session. Republican from Dickinson. Senate Majority Leader. When we continue on What's on Your Mind. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Utah. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
If your business is thinking about a new location or looking to upgrade your office furniture and design layout, there's one place you should talk to for sure. InterOffice Workspace Furniture. They have knowledgeable experts trained in the fields of workspace design for healthcare, higher ed, government settings, and they can do ergonomic assessments of your current workspace or plan space. Not only that, the team of designers at InterOffice have interior design degrees, which helps them know the health and safety challenges of the building you are in or moving into, so they can help design your space to be efficient, collaborative, functional, and safe. Being the exclusive Herman Miller dealer for the state of North Dakota gives them access to research about workspace settings and what works well for your type of industry or business. The team at InterOffice works closely with you on the project from beginning to end. So if you are thinking about moving or upgrading your workspace, talk to InterOffice Workspace in Fargo and Bismarck or go online to InterOfficeND.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Defense Chief James Mattis says there is no clear indication yet that the Saudi prince was involved in the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi in early October. Mattis and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo briefed lawmakers in the Senate on the matter yesterday, Mattis saying afterwards,
"We have no smoking gun that the Crown Prince was involved, not the intelligence community or anyone else. There is no smoking gun."
Just getting breaking news that President Trump's former attorney is reaching a plea deal in the Russia probe. Michael Cohen will reportedly shortly plead guilty in a Manhattan court for false statements he made to Congress about his contacts with Russians during the presidential campaign. Cohen had said months ago he would, quote, put family and country first over President Trump by cooperating with prosecutors. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that. We appreciate it very much. Brought to you by our friends at High Plains Apache. The folks that just know spray application like no other. That's the bottom line there. Right across from Culver's and Mandan. They're exit 60 south of Fargo. And online anytime at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. Have some 2019s in right now that you might want to check out too. The 2019s are looking good. Some used ones. And, of course, just a good time to get everything shored up. They're there to help for you at High Plains Apache. You tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Also, don't forget, we are not in Minot tonight for the Norway meeting. That was one that was planned that has been postponed. So remember that if you were had written that on your calendar. We are looking forward to Norway, though. Going to be a great time. Had a good time the other night in Jamestown. And, of course, next week, Washington, D.C., with a whole big group of listeners. And we'll be checking in with Todd and the gang. I'm trying to remember, Todd, who's all guest hosting. I know Ron Ness is. I know that Jeff Simon is. I know that Daryl Lees is. I think a couple of days, that might be it. But some others as well. So you'll be in good hands with Todd and the guest hosts when I'm gone next week, Tuesday through Friday. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about the legislative session in just a moment, but first, Jeff in Mandaree wanted to tell us about something coming up. Jeff, go ahead.
Hi, Scott. Yeah, Todd, and you were just talking about the sin taxes and this story about taxing beef, and I think they also mentioned things like starchy foods like potatoes, too, if I remember right. But besides that, in Minot now, there's a group that is pushing the city council to start putting a tax on plastic bags from the grocery store and from Walmart and places like that. Also, they're talking about banning plastic straws. Now, I don't, you know, all these things coming up all within roughly the same time period of about a week or two, I don't think that's a coincidence. And I was looking last night on Facebook at bag.
We're losing you there, Jeff. Interesting theory, though. Maybe you can try back and call after the top of the hour when we're done chatting with the leader here. But I guess I hadn't thought about the fact of the timing of these proposals. I know the bags has been one related to litter, and, you know, but again, so you're charging for bag. How much less, you know, litter is going to? How they calculate that, I have no idea. Okay, if we put a tax on beef, 222,000 people less will have heart disease. How do you know? I'm not going to stop eating beef.
Yeah, I'd love to know where that figure comes from. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's the food police. They're back. Well, they never really leave. They just kind of take a little pause and go back. Let's chat with our next guest, Rich Wardner, Senator Wardner, Republican from Dickinson, Senate Majority Leader in the North Dakota Legislature. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing fine, Scott. And good morning to you and all the listeners.
Good morning to you as well. Well, another session upon us, organizing session in a matter of days, and then, of course, cranking up in the new year right away. Give me the big picture view of what you believe this legislative session will be known for.
Well, I think it's going to be a very busy session. It's going to be a lot about money, which they usually are, but this one I think more than most, because we have a lot of controversy and a lot of debate going over the legacy fund. But when we talk about the budget and our needs, one of the things is that rises to the top, of course, is K through 12 education. For your listeners and you, it's one third of the general fund budget. Our budget is $4.3 billion, and K through 12 education consumes one third of that, which is about $1.44 billion. That we send out to school districts across the state. That is critical. We did not give them any type of an increase last time. And as we move forward, we will have to give them some type of an increase. It's going to, you know, it takes for 1% increase, it's $32 million. If we do a 2%, it's 64. But one of the things that's a real kicker is we're growing. We're growing as a state. We're going to have at least over 8,000 new students in the state of North Dakota, and that will come at a cost of about $107 million. So we've got some challenges there, and that is a top priority, and we want to make sure that we take care of them. So that is the top one. And there's others, and any comments that you or any questions you have on that before I go on to human services.
Yeah, I want to just ask a little bit about revenue, because you're going to be talking about a number of things that need funding and different priorities. What is your sense of what you know, you're going to be dealing with in the way of a revenue picture as compared to a rather challenging session last time around?
Well, one of the things for K through 12, the Common Schools Trust Fund is going to increase revenue to the state at $78.5 million. That'll help. That will not cover it all. And, of course, we have the Foundation Aid Stabilization Fund, which is filled by 10% of the oil extraction tax. And that's going to be about $150 million. So that will help take care of that. The only thing, Scott, is we have to be really careful of that oil money, because we kind of consider it, some of it, one-time funding, because we don't know whether the price of oil will be up next time. As you know, we're in a kind of a downturn in the price of oil, so that makes me nervous. But the general revenues coming in from sales tax and income tax is above forecast by $100 million, and that's a good thing. However, if the oil prices go down, you're going to see less activity out here, and you're going to see less sales tax and less income tax because of that, too. They follow the oil tax. So that's a concern. Right now, it looks like we're going to be okay, but it's not like we're going to be flush with money.
Chatting with Rich Wharton, who's the Senate Majority Leader, heading into a session coming up, walking us through some of the things that will be big priorities in the legislative session. You mentioned earlier, obviously, human services always is. What are you anticipating there that will be different than previous sessions other than additional dollars?
Well, and I just want to talk about that. That also takes up about one third of the general fund. So there you've got your two big revenue eater uppers, if you want to call them that. And when it comes to the human services, everybody says, "Well, you know, you should be able to cut there." Well, here's where the money goes. It goes to long term care. And what's the issue there? They can't get people to work for them. They gotta increase their salaries. And, we do have issues there so that we can take care of our senior citizens. So they would like a 3% and 3%, and, they want to put a provider tax on, which I have a little bit of a problem with. However, if push comes to shove, we may have to do it. And again, for the listeners, you have to make sure you have good people taking care of our senior citizens in these nursing homes. The other part of the human services that you need to worry about is we call it developmentally disabled. That's DD, we call it. They take almost as much money as the long-term care. Those are those people that are put out into our communities, and they have disabilities. And they that is a court mandate. We have no choice. We got to make sure that they are taken care of, and they are taken care of comfortably. So both of them have issues in hiring people. Sometimes we have difficult individuals that they have to deal with. And so it's not easy just to get people to come in and want to work there. They're there for a while and then they leave. So those are some challenges that we have in making sure we fund human services. And then along with that, we have the state taking over the funding of county social services, which is going to be a big issue. And the county social service people are a little nervous about who's going to be calling the shots. They're used to the local boards taking care of them and the county commissioners, and now it'll be at a state level. So we got a lot of work to do there.
What is the financial impact of that? I mean, is that a net positive for state taxpayers? I know it was part of the whole property tax debate because obviously it takes some mills off at the county side. But, you know, when the dust settles here, where do you see that shaking out, Rich?
Well, it's going to cost, this time it cost us about $161 million, and we have that money ahead of time because we take it out of oil revenue and we save it up. It's cash. It's ahead of time. We know we've got it. We've got a bucket for $183 million that we can use for that if we can get all of the details ironed out. Now, that takes about an average of 6% of the property tax. They could levy up to 20 mills, and it's usually around 10 mills at, on the average county. Now, some counties are at 20, and some counties are at 3 or 4 mills for social services for different reasons. So it doesn't affect them all the same. But on the average, you remember we had the buy down at 12%. We replaced it with this 6%. And we think that in the long term, we're going to find efficiencies where more of the county social services are going to work together, where you can have some task that is done by one or two people for all for 8 or 9 counties rather than having a person in each one. So I think we're looking for efficiencies, but we're also looking for a better service to the clients out there. And we're not looking at closing up social services in the county areas.
Right. In other words, the services will remain the same, and it's a better bang for the buck for the taxpayer when all is said and done.
That's what we're working for. We want to make sure we take care of the clients out there. And if people don't understand, there is problems out there. We got children that are left abandoned. We've got children that nobody wants. I mean, there's some real challenges out there. And so when you say, well, we should cut this and we should cut that, we'd like to, but we also got to take care of the vulnerable, and that is the young and the old.
We're chatting with Rich Wardner, Senate Majority Leader, on What's on Your Mind Today. Legislative session is days away for the organizing session, which, what do you do at the organizing session, basically? Get the committee set?
Well, we get our committees organized. We go over all of our rules, and we make sure that everybody has a place to sit, find their desks and parking spots, and just get organized in general. And a lot of bills are introduced during that time to get it started. We like to get them pre-filed so that when we come into the session, we start hearings almost on the second day, and by we'll start on a Wednesday, and so that by Monday of the next week, we are hearing bills on the floor.
Gotta get going. More with Rich Wardner after this conversation, after this break, rather, the Senate Majority Leader on What's on Your Mind.
Radio.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. fight back, install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new SpeedRower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a Comfort Ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a SpeedRower SP wind rower from New Holland.
Hi, folks. This is Bill Sorensen, host of the Magical Medora Christmas Show. We want to say thank you. Because of your tremendous support, we've been able to expand our tour to 31 shows. We're excited to be bringing Christmas cheer to the Watford City High School Auditorium at 7:30 Wednesday, November 28th. Tickets for the all-new show are available at Watford City Banks and Medora.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Sausage eating time. You know that?
Things today different how?
Exactly right. And our friends at Schweitzer's, right by Runnings and Supermarket there on South Washington and Bismarck, I have got a great deal on homemade country-style ring sausage, original garlic, jalapeno cheddar, their homemade summer sausage. Ooh, is that good? You tell them you heard it right here on What's On Your Mind, and you get 10% off when you stop in. How's that? They also proudly sell North Dakota raised beef. Is there any other? I don't think so. And they have the corn-fed, grass-fed, all-natural raised beef. It is processed at their butcher shop, sold through the outlet store right here on South Washington. So stop by and check out that homemade
assorted country-style sausages, burgers, all cuts of beef, pork, and more, and sausage time. 10% off when you tell them, hey, Scott sent me, Todd sent me, what's on your mind? I'm listening. So stop and see them. Open till 6 tonight, Saturdays 9 to 1, closed on Sundays. That's right. That's how they do it at Schweitzer's Gourmet Meats. Back with more of our conversation with the House Majority Leader, Rich Warner. What's keeping you up at night right now as you head into the session? What do you see as, your Tums moments come February, March, April, May?
Enough revenue with this oil prices going down on us right now. That is a real concern. That keeps me up, because there may be some things we think we'll be able to fund, we'll to cut back on. So that would be it, the price of oil.
That's not new, is it?
No, it isn't. I guess we should get used to it. It goes up and it goes down and then it will come back up. But we have to make sure that we budget appropriately and do not try to take the highs. We got to kind of take a medium and not get ourselves in trouble.
Governor Doug Burgum was elected talking about, reinventing government, rethinking government, working in concert with the Republican majority to do that. Are we making progress in that regard?
Well, I think so. He's got his people doing in his agencies. He's looking for places where he asks them, is there something in your agency you don't need, you can get along without? And they've been working on that. And I expect that, when I talk about all this, I expect that there will be some efficiencies in state government that he's going to bring forth in his budget message to us on the 5th of December. So we'll see what that is. And that's going to help us as we go forward and look at the budget. And we're looking forward to seeing what his priorities are. I have priorities for the Senate, and our Senate does, and so does the House. They have some priorities, and we just need to work them all out when we get into session.
How seriously do you take the governor's budget?
Well, we use it as a roadmap, a guideline. He's there all the time, and he goes into his agencies, and he talks to the heads, and he works a budget up. We need to honor that, some of that, because they've done the work. And, we do a lot of interim committee work, and we do studies, too. But we're not involved very much in his cabinet offices and agencies. We're not involved in that. And I think he's done a good job of trying to bring forth efficiencies for those.
And as a majority leader that's been there for some time, seeing how other governors operate, what advice would you have for Governor Burgum and his team related to their priorities? How do they, how do they make the case, if you will, to you and fellow legislators as well as the public?
Well, as you know, he's been a very active governor. He's a busy guy. I sometimes think he's trying to take on too much. I think he needs to make sure that he prioritizes his priorities. And then we'll go from there. That's what my suggestion would be. And I know that all the things that he's working on are important, but we may not be able to address some of the things that he feels are important because we don't have enough resources. But we'll see what he has. But he has taken on a lot. He's trying to move a lot of things in a short period of time.
What do you want taxpayers of North Dakota to know about the sort of the red line, if you will, of the legislature? What is one thing you can guarantee that will come out of this session?
Well, I'll tell you, I know people think, I've heard, they spend like drunken sailors. That is not the case at all. We are very conscientious, and we dig down. Both the House and the Senate appropriations work very hard at taking care of the needs, not the wants, the needs of the state, and making sure that our dollars are spent efficiently. And so that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be good stewards of the state's resources and the revenues that we get.
A few seconds left. Anything else you want to tell us, Rich?
No, I just want to say I appreciate all of our legislators. I don't know if the people realize what they have, It's open government. You can come anytime. Legislators are accessible. No place in the nation are legislators as accessible as the North Dakota legislature.
It is a sight to behold. I could speak to that firsthand. Pretty amazing. Rich Wardner, the Senate Majority Leader. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you again soon.
Yep, thank you. Have a great day. Bye.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Boy, if you've got a lot of saunas to choose from here. Tell folks about the variety.
Yeah, there's variety because everybody has a different need for one. We can do a custom cut. There's the designer saunas, which are beautiful, outdoor saunas, infrared saunas, plug-and-play saunas, meaning I could take one home today, plug it in, and start using it tonight. And we have some great financing on them as well. Literally, Scott, you could get into a nice two-person sauna in your apartment, in your house, in wherever, by just plugging it in for as little as $2.94 a day, and that is way less than a cup of Starbucks coffee. And the wellness and the health and the benefits you get from that $2.94 a day, you can't put a price on it.
Great selection, great savings, great financing deals, a good reason to hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. Ask about the Finleo Spas, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, Grand Forks, Fargo, Minot, Bismarck, and Devil's Lake too.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.